Kamala Harris, Donald Trump got punked on foreign policy because of his fragile ego. By Pam Key on November 20, 2019. On Wednesday's broadcast of the MSNBC Washington Post Democratic presidential primary debate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, described President Donald Trump as having gotten punked on foreign policy by North Korea. When asked if she would prioritize a summit with North Korea, Harris said, "With all due deference to the fact this is a presidential debate, Donald Trump got punked." She continued, "He has conducted foreign policy since day one, born out of a very fragile ego. That fails to understand that one of the most important responsibilities of the commander-in-chief is to concern herself with the security of our nation and homeland. And to do it in a way that understands that part of the strength of who we are as a nation, and therefore an extension of our ability to be secure, is not only that we have a vibrant military, but that when we walk in any room around the globe, we are respected because we keep to our word. We are consistent, we speak truth, and we are loyal." She continued, "What Donald Trump has done, from pulling out of the Paris Agreement to pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal to consistently turning back on people who have stood with us in difficult times, including most recently the Kurds, it points out that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to the national security of our nation at this moment." Asked if she would make concessions to North Korea, Harris said, "Not at this point. There are no concessions to be made. He has traded a photo op for nothing. He has abandoned the, by shutting down the operations with South Korea for the last year and a half. So those operations which should be in those exercises which should be active because they are within our best national security. The relationship that we have in Japan, he has in every way compromised our ability to have any influence on slowing down or at least having a check and balance on North Korea's nuclear program." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.